Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masachet Ba'a Sanhedrin, Daf Tet Vav Amud Bet. At the bottom of the Amud, about to analyze the fifth Mishnah, Ein Danin, and we say we don't judge the Shevet with less than 71. So, Hai Shevet Achat B'Mai, what did the tribe, what is the crime that they're guilty of that needs 71? Ilei Mashevet Shechil Alta Shabbat, if you have a whole tribe, it was Mechalal Shabbat or some other crime. So I'm going to the only proof we have in the text about any difference between judging between a few individuals or one individual or a whole group is Avodah Zarah. We have Yerani Dachat. Bishar Mitzvot Mipali. The Torah doesn't distinguish another mitzvot. So it has to be Avodah Zarah. El B'Shevet Shehudach. We're talking about not an Yerani Dachat, but a Shevet Shehudach, meaning the whole tribe went over to Avodah Zarah. So Lameimer the Bedina the Rabim Dainin Lay. Wait a second. Who says that we judge them as a Rabim? Now, come on. Lokar Bishiv, Lokar Yonatan. It'll fit neither opinion of Rabbi Shiv and Yonatan, who put parameters around the size of Ir Nidachat. Tatanya Ad Kamosin Ir Nidachat. Me'asar Aviad Me'ad of Rabbi Yeshua Bishia says from 10 people to 100, that's called a city. Beyond that, it's too big. It's already dealt with as individuals. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Mimea V'ad Rubo Shel Shevet. He said it could be anywhere from 100 up till you get to 50% of the Shevet. So, Fidu Rabbi Yonatan Omer El Rubo. He said only when you hit the majority of Akulo, but you have the whole Shevet, that's too much. And it's not Yerani Dachat anymore. We don't have a Shevet Shehudach. So how are we going to answer it? So Amar Rav Matna, Rav Matna answers as follows. Benasi Shevet Shechataskin. And we're not talking about a Shevet, but the head of the tribe that's judged. And that's what it meant. Ein danin hashevet means nasi hashevet. Milo amar avada barava. After all, we have the famous drasha we've seen several times. Call it avarago dol yaviu alecha, which Yitro's advice to Moshe, bring the great things to you, the small things the lower beit din will deal with. And the drasha is dvarav shel gadol, meaning not big things, but matters involving the big people. So hainami gadol, so the nasi is also a gadol. So the chiddush of the Mishnah then is that a nasi, like a melech and a kohen gadol, needs 71. Ulam Rabbi Lazar, he goes back to what we said. Bevain al iske nachalot. What we're talking about here is where it's the tribe, but the tribe are coming to dispute over the tribal lands. And why do we have 71? Because we deal with those disputes just like when it was first divided there in Israel. We had all of Bnei Israel there. Matzchat Hashivim Mechad, Afkan Shivim Mechad. It was done. We understand Al Pi Sanhedrin, but that doesn't work because Ainu Tchilatah Kalpi. Just like there, you had a lottery. Urim Batumim, Elazar had the Urim Batumim, Vechol Yisrael, remember we had that about Batru in the 8th Perak, about how it worked, Avkan Kalpi, Urim Batumim, Vechol Yisrael, maybe you need the whole nation together, and the Urim Batumim, and the lottery, not going to work. And the Mechvarta Kid Rav Matna, we have to go back to the first answer, which is Rav Matna's, which is the Nasi. Ravina gives a third answer, or really a second acceptable answer. The Olam B'Shevet Shudach, we're talking about a Shevet, not the Nasi, a Shevet. Udaka Kashalach Bedina Derab Ndainin Alei. And you ask the question, since when is a Shevet within the parameters of a special group that's judged that way? The answer is in. Afagav de katlinan biyachid, even though the execution is carried out as if they were yachidim, because they are beyond the parameters of Yerani Dachat, beidina derabim danin alei, but they still have to be judged by the beidina derabim, which is 71. Milo amarabi chama berebi yosi amarabi yoshaya, don't we have this quote? Votseta et ha'ishahu o et ha'ishahahim. Asher asu et ha'davar azal sharecha, talking about avodah zarah, that you only take a man or a woman to the sharecha, meaning that they're judged by the local beit din. V'yata motzi kol ha'ir kulo l'sharecha, meaning that the limud here is not on a minimal diuk, saying that there's a size beyond which they're no longer dealt as an idachat, but on the opposite. Meaning that only individuals are judged by the local Beit Din, but you have the whole city, it's not taken to the local Beit Din, it's not taken to Beit Din HaGadol. Hachinami, ish v'isha, tamotzi v'sharecha, yatamotzi k'chol ha'shevet sh'kulol sharecha. The same thing. Indeed, the execution may be carried out by 23, and indeed, they'll be killed b'skila, and not b'sayif, not the way that an Irani Dachat is killed. But the din itself will be carried out if a whole tribe is accused of avodah zarah, it has to be done in front of 71. Okay, the next thing the Mishnah said was Lo et Navi Hasheker. The Navi Hasheker needs to have 71. Mihani Mili, how do we know? Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina Atya Hazada Hazada Mizakin Mamre. It says, that he seethes or he conspires to say something in my name that is not true, and you have that same word, Yazid, in a Zaken Mamre, a defiant member of the Beit Din. So Malam Shivachad, just like a Zaken Mamre, by definition is judged by 71, because that's the context in which he's Zaken Mamre. Avkan Meshivim Vachad. Ay, Babaha, Zodak Iktiva, Biktolahu Diktiva. It's not mentioned in the context of the Navi HaSheker in the context of his of the deen, but rather in his execution. Uktala Vesunut Latahu, and he's killed by 23. Alam Shlokish Gamar Dover Dover Miamrato. Right, Asher Yazid Daver Davar Bishmi, and Alpia Davar Asher Yerucha in Zaken Mamre, and that's the thing that connects us, and that's talking not about his being killed, but rather about his the act that gets him judged. So how does Zaken Mamre Ligmar Hazar Hazar Navi Sheker? So why don't we turn it around and say, well, Navi Sheker could be done by 23. And learn Zaken Mamre from that via Hazar Hazara. The answer is Dabar Dabar Gomer, Hazar Hazara Logomer. Ultimately, Gzera Shava comes down to Masora. Rish Lakish didn't have a Masora to connect Hazar Hazara in those two places. Okay, but Lord Kohen HaGadol. Kohen HaGadol is not judged by any deen less than 71. Minhani Mili, how do we know that? This is the quote we saw earlier. And a Kohen HaGadol is a man of position. Meitave, we have the following. Davar Gadol means Davar Kasheh. Davar gadol doesn't mean the matters of a great person, but difficult issues. Talmer davar kasheh eino lo davar v'shel gadol. You think that perhaps it means really davar v'shel gadol. Shu omer et davar kasheh v'ino Moshe in the two, a couple of psukim later when it talks about the execution of Yitro's advice, it says they brought the difficult matters. So davar kasheh amur. So the way this Tana is learning it is davar kasheh modifies davar gadol and tells us what davar gadol is. Davar gadol is a difficult matter. So it has nothing new. That's not a source. And we now don't have a source for why Kohen Gadol or Nasi, etc. should need 71. The answer is, Huda Amar Ki Hai Tana. There's a Tana who reads the same exact words, but means them differently. Tanya Davar Gadol, Davar Shel Gadol. Atalmer Davar Shel Gadol, and Davar Kasheh. We interpret Davar Gadol, meaning the matters involving a great person. You might think it just means a difficult issue. Shomer Had Davar Kasheh, Davar Kasheh Amor. Because when it talks about the execution of Yitro's advice, it says they brought the difficult matters. So the difficult matters are already mentioned. When it came to Davar Gadol, so how do I interpret Davar Gadol? Davar Avshel Gadol, which is the same exact scheme, but with the opposite result. V'hai Tana Trei Korei Lamali. So according to the Tana, who said Davar Kasheh and Davar Gadol are the same thing, why have two psukim? The answer is Chavachad L'tzava Ba'alam, because one was Yitro's advice, V'chad L'asiyan, one was narrating that that's what they did. The idach and the counter for our position is imkem nuchtov al gadol gadol al kasha kasha. So let the text either say gadol in both places or kasha in both places. Why is it using different words? My gadol u ma kasha. Shmamina tarti. It's teaching you two things. They did bring the great matters, but they also davar shel gadol comes to 71. Boy, Rabbi Lazar, sharosh al koin gadol b'chama. Let's say a koin gadol shor killed somebody, and the shor has to be killed. What's the size of the Beit Din? 23 like anybody else's shore? Or 71 because Kohen Gadol? Lemitat balim di de medamile, do we compare the killing of a shore to the killing of his own master, which would be 71? Odim lemitat balim da alma medamile, do we just compare it to the death of a human, which would be 23? So we don't get an answer, but Abaye says, the fact that Rabbi Lazar asked about Shoro, Michal de Mamona Pshitale. It's clear that Rabbi Lazar holds that if the Kohen Gadol owes money to somebody, or Stam Nezek, that would be with three. And 71 is not for any case involving the Kohen Gadol, it's only for Chiyumita, things like that. So Pshita, it's a no-brainer. So Maudatei Mahoy L'chatav Kol HaDavar Gadol. Since my inference is from the pasuk kol hadavar gadol, I might say kol hadavar shel gadol, meaning anything involving Kohen Gadol, even if he's fighting about a pruta with somebody, that it would go to 71, kamash malan that it doesn't, that goes to 3 or 23, whatever it may be. The question is, if his own shor is being killed, then does it need 71 because it's compared to his own death or just the death of a human? Okay, then we said ein motzin, we don't go out to Mechamet Tarashut without 71. Min hani mili, what's the source of that? Rabbi Abahu de Amakra, v'lifnei Elazar Kohen Ya'amod, is talking about the investiture of Yehoshua. He will stand in front of Elazar Kohen v'sha'alo ba'urim. Who, he, meaning the Melech, that's the leader. V'chol b'nei Yisrael ito, who's that? Zeh Mashuach Milchama, meaning there'll be the Kohen Mashuach Milchama will be out there with him. V'chol ha'ida, who's that? Zeh Sanhedri. So when he goes out to war, he has to consult with these. V'dimol Sanhedri u'dekamar lehu. Maybe that's the Hashem is speaking to the Sanhedrin, saying to Lishailu b'ruim v'tumim. Maybe Rachmana is saying to the Sanhedrin, you're going to stand in front of Elazar and ask the Urim V'Tumim, but it doesn't mean the king has to consult with the Sanhedrin. Elakin Amar Acha Bar Bizna Amar Rav Shimon Chassidus, from the famous Agadah we know from the beginning of Masechet Brachot, Kinor Haya Talui L'Malo Mitato Shel David. David had a harp over his bed. Kivan Shegia Chatzot Laila, it's a long Agadah about David, but it will take us to where we need to go. Kivan Shegia Chatzot Laila, Ruach Tzvonit Mashad Po. At midnight, a northern wind would blow through and play the strings and wake him up. We learn all night. Once it became morning, his advisors came in. But Israel need food, they need sustenance. He said, engage in commerce. A little piece of crumb is not going to be enough for a lion. And a pit can't be filled from what you dug out of it. In other words, you need some outside income to generate the commerce. Said, okay, go to war. They would take advice with Achitofel. And take counsel with the Sanhedrin. And then they'd ask the Urim V'Tumim. So based on this Agadah, we see that they have to take advice with the counselor. They have to meet the Sanhedrin and they have to coin. Amar Rav Yosef, my cross. So what's the pasuk that alludes to this entire system? Achitofel ze yoetz. V'chein omer, v'atzad achitofel shayatz v'imim ma'im, v'sheishal ish b'dvar Elohim, right, gam l'David, gam l'av shalom. Atzad achitofel was the guy who everybody went and took advice from. So when it says achitofel, that means a counselor. V'nayahu ben Yehoyadah, who's that? Zu Sanhedrin. And that's based on a famous Agadah about Benayahu. Hikatari, Aviatar, Elu Urim V'Tumim, because Aviatar is the Kohen. V'chein omer, V'nayahu ben Yehoyadah, l'akriti v'al apliti. V'nayahu ben Yehoyadah, then the Kriti u'pliti. Kriti u'pliti, where David's strong arms, is an allusion here to the Urim V'Tumim. V'lamani krashmam, Kriti u'pliti. Haggadically, why are the Urim V'Tumim called Kriti u'pliti? Kritisha Kortin Divram, because they make very clear pronouncements. Platisha Muflaim Maaseim, that they do very wondrous things. Or Muflaim Divram, according to the other Girsa. Be'acharkach, Sartzvala Melech Yoav. And at the end of the Pasuk, we have Sartzvala Melech, which is Yoav, his chief of staff. Raider of Adav, Amrlav of Yitzchak, Maravdim, Maikra. What's the Pasuk for the beginning of the story that David is woken up by the Kinor? Urach Vodi, Urach Nevo, V'Kinor, Ayura Shachar. I will wake up the dawn. The harp wakes me, and I wake up the dawn. Harp and the lyre wake me. Okay, so we have this entire description of David, which becomes the model then for needing the Beit Din of 71 to confirm going out to war. Vein Mosifan Alair, in Hanimili. So how do we know we can't expand Yerushalayim with less than 71? Shvachim Amakra, Kechol Asher Animoratcha et Tavnit HaMishkan, V'chein Ta'asu. When Hashem shows Moshe the model of the Mishkan, he says, that's how you should do it. Meaning, l'dorot haba'in. In other words, whatever you're going to do now, if in the future you want to modify it, you also need Moshe, and Moshe becomes the 71. Meitiv Rava, kol ha-kelim sha'asa Moshe, so Rava challenged that for the following. All the kelim, the menorot, the ya'im, the mizrakot, whatever it is that Moshe made, m'shichatan mekadshan, the anointing of those kelim made them usable in the Mikdash. Mikan va'ilech, but from that point on, avodatan machan chatan. Any new kelim that are made are inaugurated by their avodah, by their use. V'yamai. So Rava says, based on what you said, it shouldn't be like that. Name of v'chein tasu, the word v'chein tasu should go on the kelim too, meaning the way that Moshe did it should be the way you do it. It should be always mishicha, the dorot habayin. So shani hatam damar kral, v'im shachem ha-kadesh otam. That in the parsha of the Chanukah Tam Nesim, it says Moshe anointed the kelim and sanctified them. Why does it say by Mshachem HaKadesh Otam? Otam Mshicha V'lo Dorot Mshicha, meaning only these kelim were anointed and that therefore sanctified. In the future, there'll be another method, which is use. Ve'ema Otam Mshicha V'lo Dorot Mshicha B'Yavodah. Why don't we just say these ones could only be sanctified that way? In the future, you have the option of sanctification, of anointing or of use. So, Papa Makra Asher Shatu Vam Bakodesh. when it came to Moshe's kelim, that they were used b'kodesh, meaning hakatuv tla'on b'tlan b'sherut. Further kelim are dependent on being used. That's what makes them what they are. Ella atem otam lamalit v'kadesh otam. What is it v'kadesh otam? What's it cutting out? I might think in the future you have to both anoint and use them. Asher yishor tu. Takti v'chein ta'asu. There it says v'chein ta'asu, like Rav's challenge. Therefore it said that Moshe anointed these. These are the only ones that ever have to get anointed. In the future, they get sanctified by use. Okay, the last piece we'll look at is Ve'enosin Sanhedriot, that the Sanhedrin does not appoint smaller Sanhedriot without 71. Menalan, how do we know? Kadash Kachan Moshe. Like we saw in with Moshe, the Oki Sanhedriot, that Moshe himself appointed Sanhedriot, Moshe Makom Shiv Mechadkan, Moshe is 71. Tana Rabbona, and so we have the following. Shoftim, Shoftim, Titem, Lecha, B'chol, Sharecha. Watch this. Minayin, Shema, B'din, Shoftim, L'Israel. How do I know that you have to appoint judges? Tamil Lomar, Shoftim, Titein. You have to give judges. Shotrim, L'Israel, V'nayin. How do I know I have to have officers? Tamil Lomar, Shotrim, Titein. Shoftim, V'shotrim, Titein. Shoftim, L'chol, Shev, V'nayin. How do I know that every tribe has to have judges? Tamil Lomar, Shoftim, L'Shvatecha. Shoftim, V'shotrim, Titein, Lecha, L'Shvatecha. Shotrim l'chol shev l'shev nine. How do I know I have to have officers for each tribe? Tamil Omer, Shotrim l'shvatecha. Shoftim l'chol ir v'ir minayin. And take a look at the Ramban, the beginning of Parshat Shoftim, very important. Shoftim l'chol ir v'ir minayin. How do I know that I have to have judges for every city? Tamil Omer, Shoftim l'sharecha. L'shvatecha is your tribes, l'sharecha is your cities. Shotrim l'chol ir v'ir minayin. How do I know you need officers for every city? And this is only in Eretz Yisrael. Take a look at the Ramban. Tamil Omer, Shotrim l'sharecha. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, at the end of this braita, Echad Mimuneh Al Kulan. There's one person who's in charge of doing all this appointing, Shemar Titein. It says, Shoftim Shoftim Titein Lecha. Meaning, it's all in the singular. One person should do it. Shem Gamliel Omer, Lishvatecha V'shaftu. What does he do with those two words? Mitzvah Bashevet Ladunat Shifto. That a tribe should judge itself. In other words, there's a mitzvah that the tribe should have its own system for judging its own tribe. Okay, well, I'll pause at this point and have the final podcast in the first parak when we next meet. In the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.